Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
your sports leader, WCSM FM.
It's time for a WCSM sports presentation on your sports leader, WCSM.
The MAC, they beat Brazil 3-0. St. John's 3-1. Then their last two games against easily their two toughest opponents. And Indians coming down to earth a little bit. They lost in three sets to Crestview, one of the teams you mentioned ranked near the top of the state. And then they also lost in three sets to Coldwater as well. So you started off with eight consecutive match wins, then you lost your last two. The Indians looking to rebound with the victory here tonight.
And then you got the team here, the home team. Mr. Anthony Chappell's Mary Local Flyers, 8-3, 1-3 in the conference, ranked number 8, Division 4. They started off with four straight wins over Tri Village. That was a three-step win. They went 5 against Jack Center, winning that fifth step, 15-8. They go 3 against Lehman Catholic. Then they go 5 again against Salina, winning that last one, 15-9. They lose a surprise 1-5 to Minster. They're 4-1 at that point. They went back-to-back against OG and Rushi, OG and 4, Rushi and 3. They lose at St. Henry. That puts your record at 6-2. And mind you, 0-2 in the MAC. They're only two losses. Then they go back-to-back wins against Anna and New Knoxville. And then they had that big setback against Sioux Freeman. 25-18, 25-10, 25-15. All three of their losses in the MAC.
Right, yeah. Undefeated everywhere else. It just goes to show, yeah, this conference is a tough one. But, they understand that to be the best, you got to beat the best. Still an early season. The main goal is, it's going to be tough to get a MAC title, but try to finish this off strong, get a winning record in conference play. A good way to start that is a win tonight over Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Mary Local, we talked about the early losses for the MAC, the three you mentioned, the Fort Recovery losses to Grassview and Coldwater. I mean, every team that they lose to, everybody's been state ranked.
Right, yeah. Well, it's not like, they've lost. None of these losses have been like, what the heck were they doing? The Mr. one would have been a little surprising for Marion, but Mr. was just on it that night, and sometimes that happens. But these teams, they're beating the teams they should be and competing with the teams that maybe might be a little ahead of them. It makes for some good volleyball, I'll tell you what.
Seven seniors got the roster for Coach Guggenberg, Fort Curry. Just one for this home team, Marion Local, and that's Nora Eckstein. And we'll talk a little bit more about them when we come around the corner. After this, on your
sports
leader, WCSM.
Busher Farms employs and services the local communities, hauling and transporting essential items such as livestock, feed, grain, paper products, and dry bulk. Serving the community is a privilege, and Busher Farms supports all local activities, including school athletic programs. Busher Custom Farms is located in the Maria Stein Industrial Park. Stop in and fill out an application. Busher Custom Farms, they give a truck.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We'd also like to thank Cooper Farms, Busher Custom Farm Service Incorporated, McDonald's, Flint Country Hospital, Grand Lake Health System, James Investments, Coastman Automotive, the Porter Equipment Sales, the Mystery Shop, Winter's Meat Service, and Mercer Health, all those being on board. And our school board sponsor is NK Telco. So JV game, once again, won by Fort Recovery in 3, 25-18, 7-25, 25-20. They're getting ready to do the national anthem, and we'll give you some starting lineups right after this. But Travis Guggenbauer, Fort Recovery Indians, come in 8-2, 3-1 in the conference. Anthony Chappell, 8-3, 1-3 in the conference. Fort Recovery Indians, ranked number 6 in Division 3. Ranked number 8 in Division 4. Fort Recovery on Monday night, they'll play at home against Newton. While Mary Local on Monday night, they picked up a game to play right here against Middletown Christian. In fact, they got three games to find. They had a tournament that got canceled down in Cincinnati. So they got a game Monday at home, Tuesday away, and then also Thursday away. So they got a busy schedule coming up.
Right, yeah. Keep it busy and keep it competitive. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll give you some starters on your Sports Leader at WCSM.
If you're looking for top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Hillsman Automotive in Chickasaw. They do everything from simple tune-ups and repairs to complete engine overhauls. So it's no surprise Hillsman Automotive provides professional service and unmatched customer care. Their staff is knowledgeable, friendly, and the mechanics have a combined total of over 300 years' experience. Hillsman Automotive, located on the corner of State Routes 274 and 716 in Chickasaw and in the Marion Township Industrial Park on 716. Designed to service light-duty diesel and gas trucks.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Afforder Equipment Sales in Bern, Indiana at the new Minster location on 364 or online at AfforderEquip.com.
The Mister Shop has everything for the guys in your life to look their absolute best. We have an all-new fall line that includes brand-new school logo, quarter zips, and vest.
Mike, don't forget to tell them that we still do tux and suit rentals.
The Mister Shop has amazing casual wear that will have you looking and feeling like a champ.
Mike, we also do formal wear. Tell them about the tux and suit rentals.
Accessories, dry cleaning, alterations, the Mister Shop has it all.
And tuxes and suits.
Get to the shop in Colder today for absolutely everything you need in fashion, even including the tuxes and suits.
Welcome back, everybody, at the hangar. They're getting ready to do the, they're doing the non-starters right now for Fort Recovery. I'll let Alex kind of write down the starters if he can get to them, or if he can get the starters.
Right, yeah, right now they're introducing the non-starters. Oh, there
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, so mark the starters.
Yeah.
For volleyball, other games going on tonight around the area. Parkway plays at Coldwater. Seattle plays at St. John's. Minster plays at New Knoxville. The one on 96.7 FM is New Bremen at St. Henry. And in the WBL, you got OG at Bath, Salina at Elida, Kenton at Defiance, Shawnee at Walpock, St. Mary's at Van Wert. And a couple of notes in the Shelby County Athletic League. Anna plays at Jackson Center, and Rushi plays at Parent Lawn. So again, the games tonight, the MAC, Parkway at Coldwater, Versailles at St. John's, Fort Recovery at Mary Local, Minster at New Knoxville, and Bremen at St. Henry. And then I'll let Alex announce the starters for Fort Recovery.
Right now, for the Fort Recovery Indians, it'll be Mara Pearson, senior, Sage Leuthold, senior, Tegan Fortcamp is a senior as well. Kennedy Bullenkamp, she is in the lineup, a junior. Paige Guggenbiller, a junior. Carly Niekamp, a junior. And then the libero for the Fort Recovery Indians will be the senior, Callie Wendell.
They didn't say the starters for Mary Liver. They said the starters for Recovery?
They did. Yeah, they did. So I guess we'll see when they go on out there. I mean, I got a pretty good idea of who's going to be starting.
I kind of do, too. But, yeah, they didn't do the starters, so.
Right. Well, we'll see here in a second. We know that Nora Eckstein is going to be the libero for the Flyers. Yeah. And I'm sure we're going to see Grace Moeller averaging 2.2 kills per set and Chloe Rondebaum averaging 3.3 as well per set out there. Right now, both teams are going to be huddling out there, and we'll get a better idea here in a second.
Yeah, what a surprising JV contest. Fort Recovery dominated that first one. Marion came back, made a good one, 25-18. But Marion had 11 or 13 nothing lead. Then they won 25-7 that second one before Fort Recovery closed the deal 25-20.
Yeah.
They got some starters out there. So for Fort Recovery, as you mentioned, Deegan Forkamp, number 12, is going to be Paige Guggenbiller. Number 11 is going to be Kennedy Mullenkamp. And libero, Callie Wendell, just checked in. Also out there is number 10. Number 2, Mara Pearson. I think I'm missing one more in the front row when they turn around. The net, 20, I think. Yep. 22. I don't even have a 22 on my Fort Recovery roster.
That's Carly Niekamp.
Is it
Carly Niekamp Jr.
Serve comes across. Fort Recovery's going to hit it first. Now it's going to go over. It's going to be blocked at the net. Blocking it there is number 14. That's Grace Moeller. She averages 1.2 blocks, and it's going to be Mary Local 1, Fort Recovery 0.
Yeah, wasting no time with that one. Nora Eckstein back to serve.
Serve goes across. Dug out by Pearson. Mullenkamp sets. Back set to Paige Guggenbiller.
hit on the Mary Little Flyers side. They're going to hit it long out of bounds. We're going to have our first tie of the ball game. We're tied up 1-1.
Yeah, just a little too far on that one. It's going to be the libero, Cali Wendell, senior, going back to serve. He's got 10 aces on the season coming into this match.
Serve comes across, dug out in the back row. Serve by Rondebaum. They come up front. Nice hit across. Play at the net. Battled. Looked like that was Grace Moore battling with it.
Ooh, miscommunication there by the Flyers.
That'll be a point Indians. Indians now lead 2-1.
And that final hit, they had to, you know, the third hit, they had to get it over, and nobody home for the Flyers. They all just kind of looked at each other. Ball goes down on the court. Indians with a point.
Serve goes across, dug in the back row. It goes up front to Natalie Evers. And the hit is going to be good, so we're going to be tied up 2-2.
Willie Rennebaum on the kill, averaging 3.3 kills per set. And the junior able to come in and get her first kill of the night. She goes back to serve now for the Flyers.
Going to the bench is going to be number 15, Sophia Fleck, for Mary Little. It goes across, dug out by Wendell. Back on the Flyers side, there's going to be a set across, dug out again by Wendell, Mollenkamp. Now she goes across, sets up Tegan Forkamp, dug out by the Flyers. Still on the Flyers side, free ball over, Mara Pearson, Mollenkamp, quick set in the middle. Sage Luthel hits it, but dug out by the Flyers. Here's Pearson, Mollenkamp, all the way back across, Tegan Forkamp, blocked back on the Flyers, and this time, Forkamp puts it down. Tegan Forkamp, four kills per contest, puts that one home.
And nice little volley between both squads there, and finally, Tegan Forkamp on just second hit says enough of this, gets it down for her first kill tonight. She is averaging 4 per set. She's been absolutely phenomenal this season.
Here's going to be back serving. Is going to be Kayla Heikamp. Good serve. Dug out by the Flyers. It's going to be hit in the net. We have our biggest lead of the contest right now. It's 2 points. Indians 4. It's my local 2.
Yeah, my Eckstein just standing from her feet. Hits that one into the net. And a hitting error for the Flyers. They're third already.
Here comes another nice serve by Kayla Heikamp. And that's going to be out of bounds. Make it 4-3. Substitution coming in is going to be number 22, Rachel Keeter, for the Mary Little Flyers. Back serving is Natalie Evers. Evers will serve. Dug out by Pearson. There's Wendell. To be hit across by Tegan Forkamp. But a block at the net. Gives a point to Mary Little. We're tied up 4-4.
Grace Miller again up at the net. Second block of the night for her. She timed that one out perfectly. And able to just easily tap that one down for a point.
Natalie Evers, the setter, serves it across, and that's going to go out of bounds. Point for recovery. Port recovery now leads 5-4. Serving will be Tegan Forkamp, one of the seniors. Let's it go. It goes right down the line, and that's an ace. Tegan Forkamp had 21 aces coming in. That'll be another one.
Yeah, give her 22. They actually got some pretty solid servers on this Indian squad. Kennedy Mollenkamp has 12. Megan Evers, a serve specialist, with 8. Kayla Heikamp with 15. Callie Wendell with 10. And Mara Pearson with 13. Girls ain't afraid to serve, a little aggressive.
Here comes Ford. Camp serve. Back-to-back aces. Right now it's court recovery 7. Mary Local 4.
Give her 2 now on the night, back-to-back. Let's see if she can get a nice little service run going for her.
Here comes another serve by Tegan Forkamp. Serving from the back right, getting where she wants to go, and it's going to go long. Out of bounds, substitution's coming in, 24 and number 9. So we're going to have Ashlyn Moeller come in, also Brooke Evers.
Well, if I'm Travis Guggenbiller, I'll take 2 aces with the service there. You're up 1, I'll take that.
Yeah, 2-for-1's good. Here comes the serve across. That got by Pearson. Back up front to Heikamp. Now it's going to be Kennedy Mollenkamp putting it down through the double team. Point, Indians.
Nice hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Averages 2 kills per set. And that time able to beat the double team. Junior gets her first point. Kennedy Gerke in to serve for the Indians.
She'll replace Sage Luthold. She'll serve from the back left.
right now, Anthony Chappell's discussing some kind of rotation.
Yeah, he's just letting them know. He saw two people run in over there. I think the official thought he missed the sub, but it was just the libero.
Okay.
What do you do? You ice the server? Is that what that's called?
Yeah, maybe.
That's just going to go a little bit long, so point Mary Lover.
Right, yeah, Kenzie Garkey just kind of had to sit there and watch for a while. Third service there of the night for the Indians.
Here comes the serve. Dug out in the back row. Nice dig by Guggenbiller, Paige Guggenbiller. Now Pearson. Pearson sends it across. Dug out by the libero, Nora Eckstein. There's a good hit. That was a Ronnebaum. Chloe Ronnebaum gets on top of one from the front left spot.
Chloe Ronnebaum, she was one that missed a little bit of the beginning part of the year, if I'm not mistaken. If I am, I apologize. But she has had herself a nice start to this season.
There's a serve off the top of the net, dug out by the Indians. Here's Molinke run, tip it across. Dug out by the Flyers. There's Ronnebaum again. Nice kick in the back row by Teagan for Kent. Free ball to cross. Back to Mary Lovell with nobody home. Good placement by Teagan for Kent.
Yeah, excellent placement. Does such a good job of just spiking it down that time. Put some touch on it right in the middle of the Flyers' defensive rotation. And yeah, like you said, nobody home.
Sophia Fleck checks in the ballgame for Mary Lopel. One of the starters. There's Molenkamp. She'll serve in the back row. Goes through the hand. Coming free ball across. Just about coming to us.
Yeah. If there wasn't that rafter there, it probably would have hit me in the head. I was going to let it.
You're going to let it?
Yeah. It looks funnier that way. Maybe not for me, but.
Indians lead 10-7 on Mary Lopel here at the hangar.
I don't know who got the kill there.
Here's Kendi Molenkamp. Back set. And that's going to be off the block. That's going to be a kill by Rachel Keeter. Rachel Keeter, a junior. And she's going to check out. Coming in for her is going to be number 13, Maya Eckstein. Maya, just a freshman with 17 aces.
Yeah, they've had her come in a lot. And, 17 aces, which leads the team. Bringers Kate Ashman, another freshman as well, with 16.
Here, a little miscommunication by the Flyers. That'll be an easy point for Mary Lovell. It's now a one-point game, 10-9 for recovery of the one-point lead. Here in set number one.
All right, someone just dropping on the floor, tripping on the floor at four recovery and prevented their teammate from going and getting that ball.
Another good serve dug up by four camp. Now to Wendell, the libero, back to four camp. Back row attack is going to be blocked by Brooke Evers, the junior.
Yeah, it was a good hit by Teagan Forkamp. Just got over that net, but Brooke Evers timed it out perfectly. The junior gets her first block of the night.
We're tied up 10-10. That's going to be a service there. Forkamp gets the lead right back, 11-10. Back serving is going to be Mara Pearson. Mara Pearson, just a nice all-around athlete. 2.8 kills, 13 aces. Outstanding at track. Here comes the serve. They got out in the back row. Now they go up to Evers. They'll set up another Evers. Brooke Evers with the hit. That goes from Natalie Evers to Brooke Evers.
Cousin to cousin, yep.
And point for Mary Lumpel.
Grandpa Gene Fry smiling happily as he watches that one. A kill and a block now for Brooke.
Back to the serve will be the libero, Nora Eckstein. She'll serve from the back middle spot. Let's it go. Dug out by Pearson. Candy Molenkamp. Three ball across by four camp, and nobody's going to get to it. I tell you, Marion's able to get up there and tie things up. They've had five ties, and they have not had the lead yet.
No, just can't get over the hump there. Deacon Forkamp with their third kill. All of them have been very different. One was a spike, one was a little blooper, and that one just rolled it over.
There's going to be Callie Wendell with the serve, the senior. It's going to be off of a block by Deacon Forkamp. Now they're going to set the ball right above the net, and Marion Lopel. Mary Lopel hit the ball in the net. They call for recovery in the net, so it's going to be point. Mary Lopel, because I think she went in the net before the ball hit the ground.
Yeah, looks like that's the decision that they're going to make. Head coach Guggenbiller didn't like that one, but that's what will stand. So first error of the night for the Indians, hitting.
12-12. Here comes Forkamp with another kill. Keegan Forkamp, four kills per contest. And when she gets a good set, she can put it down.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes she don't even need a good set. That one, though, set up perfectly, hit it to no man's land and killed that one down. Four kills per set. She's got four kills already halfway through this set.
Kayla Eichen with 15 aces coming in. We'll back to serve. So the junior will let it go. Good-looking serve. Dug out in the back row by Maya Eckstein, but eventually nobody can catch up. It's going to be a point for recovery. You want to give that an ace?
I want to give that an ace, yeah.
Give that an ace. We'll give her an ace. So Kayla Eichen, now 16 aces on the season.
Like to keep the positive stats. It was a really good serve, and she'll go for another ace.
Went right back to Eckstein. Now it's up to Evers. That'll be a back set to Grace Moeller. Back on the flyer side. It's going to be free balled over. Check out by Pearson in the net. Corey Kemmery is going to save it. Callie Wendell with a great play. But maybe a better hit by Grace Moeller. She's going to put it home. Miracle flyer. Grace Moeller gets the kill. Substitution in the ballgame. Rachel Keeter back in the front row.
Only Chloe Rondebaum going back to serve for the Flyers now.
That serve is going to be no good. We're tied up here, 14 all.
Yeah, give an ace there to Natalie Evers. I'm sorry, I said it was Chloe Rondebaum. Natalie Evers, yeah, serve went off of the libero's face. So it's a double hit.
There's a good hit. Dug out in the back row by Marion Local. Side off the net. They're going to stay a block. Hey, see, it looks like they're going to say give out the Sage Luthold with the block.
Yeah, both her and Tegan Fortcamp right up there. Not sure if it hit the net or not, but we'll give the block to Sage Luthold. She averages about a block a game, or a block a set, excuse me, 0.8.
Tegan Fortcamp serve right to the libero. Back set. Ooh, Grace Moeller puts one home. We're tied up, 15 on.
Once again, Flyers able to tie it up. I'm sure you got the numbers there in a second. Was that the fifth or sixth tie?
Eight.
Okay.
Tied at 1, 2, 4, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15.
Can they take their first lead of the night?
Here comes the serve. Mara Pearson. Set. Right in front of the stage. Loose hold, and they're going to stay out. Just a little bit wide, so you're right. The Flyers get their first lead of the night, 16-15.
The Sage Luthold just missed a little bit to the outside. Nice call by the judge. Just missed that yellow line.
Ashley Moore, junior, serves it. Horton Curry has it. Back set, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Goes cross court. Dug out by the Flyers. Now they go to Keeter. That's going to be dug out by Kayla Heitkamp. There's Wendell. Back set, taking forecamp. Takes a whole bunch off of it.
That's just rolled that one again. She's so good at knowing when to do that and when not to. Great awareness there by the senior. Her fifth kill of this set. And it looks like Kenzie Garkey will be going back to serve for the Indians.
Sage Luthold will check out. As you mentioned, Kenzie Garkey checks in, one of the seniors. Serving from the back left spot. Let's go right down the line. Nice stick in the back row by Eckstein. No, she'll hit it across. That's not Eckstein, that's Kate Ashman. Here's a hit by Pearson, and that's a kill.
I'm wondering when we're going to say her name. Mara Pearson with her first kill of the night coming into this one, averaging 2.8 kills per set. India's got a lot of different options they can go to at the net.
Garkey will let this one drop. Stayed by the Flyers. Dig. And that's a good hit. That's going to be a kill for Brooke Evers. Right up at 17.
Two kills and a block for Brooke Evers. Subbing out is Kenzie Garkey and Sage Luthold. Slipping in. Looks like Paige Guggenbiller is in. I didn't see who the other one that got in as well.
Here's going to be a quick set. That's going to go to Paige Guggenbiller. Saved by Mary Local. They're going to free it across. Here's Fortcamp. Going to go back to that Kennedy Mullenkamp. Dug up by Keeter. Now Eckstein. Free ball across by Rondebaum. Here's a step by Heitkamp. Boom. She ain't going to set it. She's going to just hit it across. Yeah. Good point.
Faked like she was going to set it. Nice job, though, to sneak that one over. Kayla Heitkamp, she'll go take a seat now after getting a point.
Full recovery leads 18-17. Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve. That's dug in the back row here. They're going to set up Rachel Keeter. That's blocked by Mara Pearson. Indians 19. Mary Local 17 on the scoreboard. Sponsored by NK Telco. Timeout. We'll take a break. It's Sport Recovery 19, Marion Local 17, on your sports leader, WCSM.
It's spicy, it's steamy, it's smoking hot. Winners Meats and Osgood presents Grills Gone Wild.
Woo!
Yeah, this summer all the guys will be hanging out with the hottest grills in the county. So what do you want to see? Pork chops? Ribs? Beef? Sausage? Chicken? Winners has it all. Totally raw.
Look at that!
Grills Gone Wild. Coming this summer to a patio near you. Thanks to Winners Meats in Osgood. Everyone loves a winner.
Mercer Health's Mercer County Community Hospital has been named a top 100 rural and community hospital again in 2023, making it the fifth time in the past 8 years. That's right. Some of the best healthcare in the nation is right here. At Mercer Health, we are right here. Right here providing the best for our patients, for our community, and for each other. For more information about your nationally recognized hometown healthcare providers, visit mercer-health.com.
Service going to go across by the Fort Recovery Indians. They're going to be hit across by the Maryland Flyers, and that's going to be a point. 28 with a kill. That's Chloe Ronnebaum. Averages 3.3.
And she's got three kills right now in this set. That one, she just rolled it over to the back right corner. Well, there were people home for the Flyers, a good enough placement that they had to go chasing for it.
Here goes the serve hit across. That was hit by Maya Eckstein, but the fresh is going to hit a little bit longer to point the Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery, the first team to reach 20. They lead 20-18.
Maya Eckstein leads the team with 17 aces, tried to get her 18th there and just missed a little too far.
Mara Pearson hits it across, and Marion returns with a one hit. Now it's four hits down the line. They're going to stay out of bounds. It must have been close.
It was definitely close. I trust the official's judgment there, and this is unusual. Deacon Fort, yeah, it's usually so good at being able to hit it just inside the line. Just missed a little bit there.
A little bit wide to her left. Here's Candy Mullenkamp. Bumps that Deacon Fort Camp. Hit it across. Back out the Flyers, and they can't get to it. Ronnebaum had to go to the net to get a hand on it, so that'll be a point for recovery. Coming out right now is going to be number 12, Paige Dugendorf. Back serving will be the libero, Callie Wendell. That serve goes deep. Dug up by the Flyers. They go to Grace Moeller, and that'll be a point for the Maryland Flyers.
Oh,
off a couple blocks and went down. Now it looks like back to serve might be Chloe Ronnebaum. Her serve will go back to Pearson. There's Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp sets up forehand. Takes a whole bunch off. That's when you got to respect to the other team, when they all go up trying to block it.
Right, no kidding. Everyone and their mother going up to block that Tegan Forkamp kill, and she just taps it over, just bloops it over their head. Again, the awareness by Forkamp to execute that play.
Here's going to be a serve across. Nice serve by Kayla Heikamp. Good hit by the Flyers. Nice dig again by Heikamp. There's Wendell. Back set, Tegan Forkamp. Dig in the back row by Maya Eckstein. Three ball across by Nora Eckstein. Here's set. Forkamp slides down the middle of the court. Dinks one to the front middle. And it's now recovery 23-20. Maryland Local timeout Flyers. The score on the NK Telford scoreboard. Recovery 23. Maryland Local 20. On Lake 100.3.
Tired of feeling stuck at your current job? Looking for a place where you can grow and be part of a company that's more like a family? Rider of Minster is looking for you. Stop in today and learn about all the benefits Rider has to offer you. Rider believes in its people. That's why Rider promotes from within. Day and night shifts available. Come grow in a climate-controlled warehouse and be part of a growing company that wants you to grow with them. Rider of Minster, located behind Dannon.
Your animals deserve the best products, and you will always be able to find the best quality products you need at Walnut Hill Feeds. Specializing in bagged feeds, bulk feeds, custom feeds, all with pelletizing options. They also have Champion Select Show Feeds, Trophy Max Deer Feeds, and many more. Walnut Hill Feeds has experienced staff with years of farming knowledge to help you with all of your livestock and feed needs. For more information, visit Walnut Hills Feed on Facebook or just give them a call. Walnut Hill Feeds, located on Gottemiller Road in Maria Stein.
I think it was Kate Ashman, but eventually going out of bounds. Fort Recovery got a little bit too much on the hit. It'll be Point Mary Local, 23-21. Flyers with the lead, Flyers with the serve, and that'll be Nell Evers.
Deacon Forkamp tried to get cross court there, just missed.
Callie Wynn, libero, bumps it up to Heikamp. Here's Deacon Forkamp. Cross court, and that'll be a kill. Unable to get it back with Nell Evers, so we got first set. Set point for Fort Recovery, 24-21.
Deacon Forkamp, nine kills in this first set. That's ridiculous. What a night she's having as she goes back to serve now.
See if she can add under 23 aces on the season. This one's not going to be an ace. Back step flyers. Nice kick by Heitkamp. Corey Kemmer got three hits on it. Could not get it back on the flyer's side. So it's 24-22.
That was Grace Bowler putting that one down.
Brooke Evers and Ashlyn Muller in the lineup for the Flyers.
Grace Muller had a heck of a game Tuesday. Now I have the numbers in here, but she's already off with four kills and two blocks in this early match.
Here's Heitkamp setting up Pearson. Pearson off the block, and there's the winner. Pearson's going to get the kill. Corey Kemmer's going to win the first set. Corey Kemmer 25. Miracle 22. Set one goes to the Indians, the visitors, on your sports leader, WCSM.
As if Chickasaw Quick Stop wasn't already a great place to grab a quick lunch, they went ahead and upped the ante. Introducing the mouth-watering Vampire Slayer. Two crispy slices of toasted garlic bread filled with creamy, cheesy garlic sauce and shredded chicken. This delicious garlicky sandwich is great for two things, filling you up and scaring vampires. Stop in at Chickasaw Quick Stop for the new Vampire Slayer sandwich today. Wilson Health is excited to bring their expertise in family medicine to the Maria Stein area. Maria Stein Family Practice is now offering same-day sick visits and is welcoming new patients. Stop out to State Route 119 in Maria Stein to see Dr. Jim Sweeterman and Darian Borchers and discover why Wilson Health is the best choice for your family's health. No one knows when sickness will hit, but with same-day sick visits, you know you can always count on Wilson Health to be there for you and your family. Stop in, call, or text 419-925-4613.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money, too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lamb's Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lamb's Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lamb's Insurance, Bundling Needs in Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
We'd like to thank Fort Cover Radio being on board tonight, streaming us along with Wabash Internet, TV, and phone, and 29 technologies. And if you want to give us your scores, call them in at 419-586-5133 or email them to scores at WCSMradio.com. The JV game went to Fort Recovery, 25-18, 725, 25-20. Varsity contest first set, Fort Recovery 25, Marion 22.
That's some individual stat leaders real quick. Tegan Forkamp with 9 kills and 2 aces in that first set for the Indians. Kayla Heitkamp with a kill and an ace. Mara Pearson with 2 kills and a block. Sage Leothold with a block. Let's see who else we got. We got Kennedy Bullenkamp with a kill and Carly Niekamp with a block for the Flyers. Real quick, Grace Muller, the sophomore, leading the way for them. She had 4 kills and 2 blocks. Chloe Ronnebaum with 3 kills. Rachel Keeter with a kill. Natalie Evers with a kill. Maya Eckstein with an ace. And then 2 kills and a block for Brooke Evers. Some team stats. The Fort Recovery Indians in that first set had 4 hitting errors and 3 service errors. And the Marion Local Flyers had 4 hitting errors and 3 service errors. So pretty even besides both teams. And score also very close as well, 25-22. Indians lead to go up 2-0. Flyers looking to tie this one up.
It looks like both teams going with their starters again. Mara Pearson, Tegan Forkamp, Candy Mullenkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, and Carly Niekamp on Fort Recovery side with libero Callie Wendell. While Marion Local Flyers playing defense here first. We'll answer with Brooke Evers, Maya Eckstein, Grace Muller, Natalie Evers, Chloe Ronnebaum, Sophia Fleck, and their libero, Nora Eckstein. Here we are, set 2, MAC Volleyball from the hangar. Overpass on the Fort Curry side, Candy Bowenkamp, Tegan Forkamp, takes a little bit off. And Marion's in the net, that's a kill regardless. That'll be a point for recovery. So Indians, just like the first set, already got the lead, 1-0.
Yep, up to a quick start. I'm sure they have no intentions of relinquishing it, however much they might want to. I don't know why they would want to. That's kind of stupid.
So 10 ties in that first set.
Ooh.
How it air went up there and hit the, I don't know if that's a heater or air conditioner, but either way, it came down pretty fast.
Hit some kind of ventilation system. Brooke Evers with the kill on that one. Had a lot of heat to make that one bounce off that little fan there so quickly.
Libero to libero, and that's going to be an ace. That would be an ace for Nora Ecksteiner, 17th on the season. And how about that? The Marion Local Flyers got lead, 2-1.
There we go. If that opens up the floodgates.
Comes another excellent serve, Kendi Bollenkamp. Still bumps that Paige Dugenmiller. And off the block. And Gooden makes it 2-2 for recovery.
Paige Dugenmiller with her first kill of the evening, averaging 1.3 kills per set. Also a good force at the net, averaging 0.7 blocks per set as well.
Good serve by Libero, Kali Wendell. Good hit on the other side by Grace Moeller. She gets the lead right back for the blue and the gold.
Yeah, Grace Moeller with her fifth kill of the night. She had 9 kills for the Flyers in their loss to New Bremen on Tuesday.
That's Ashland back in the ballgame for Mary Local Flyers, but that'll be a point for Mary Local, I mean, so it's 4-2.
Yep, Indians, they just hit that one a little bit out of bounds. Flyers now up by 2.
Serve goes across. Kennedy Bollenkamp sets up Tegan Bollenkamp. Battle at the net, and that'll be a...
How'd she do that?
Tip for Heekamp.
And how'd she do that?
Yeah, just rolls up the palm of her hand.
Just rolls up. And that barely cleared the net, and she's able to get it down. Her 11th kill of the night.
And Kate Ashman out there playing her dad. And a lot of people might remember Mark Ashman, who played at UD. Nice basketball player. He coaches junior high girls basketball here. And her mother was from Fort Recovery. She played girls basketball, Shelly Kanapke. So little ties to the Ashman. That's why she's a freshman athlete out on the floor. Here a block and a hit. That'll be a kill for Forkamp again. As that ball went up in the rafters, and we're tied at 1, tied at 2, and now tied at 4.
Yeah, it bounced around a couple of different spots off of the rafters. 12 kills tonight for Deegan Forkamp.
Serving it will be Kayla Heikamp, Jr. Let's it go. Digging the back row by Nora Eckstein. Not hit across. Back to Heikamp. Sets up Forkamp. Saved by Rodebaum. Now Pearson. Heikamp back to Forkamp. Up in the rafters, a little pinball. Hit across by Kate Ashman. Now Kendi Bollenkamp puts it across. Flyers have it, they reset. Here's a hit by Ashman. They're going to say Indians in the net. The Fort Recovery will be in the net. Points Mary Local. Mary Local leads 5-4.
Nice volley by both sides. Kind of an anticlimactic end to that. I was excited to see a really good kill because we had a nice volley going by both sides. Flyers, though, they just don't make a mistake, and they'll get the point because of it.
Now Lever serves. Here's Fort Recovery on the attack. Good save. That was a good hit by Paige Lucal. Now Forkamp takes a little bit off again. Keegan Forkamp with a kill, and now we're tied up 5-all.
Nice save by both. Kayla Heikamp and Sage Leothold able to get it to Forkamp, and she gets her 13th kill tonight.
Keegan Forkamp serves there and goes in the net. That'll be no good. That'll be point Flyers. They lead now 6-5.
Fourth service error of the night for the Indians. The Flyers, they got 3. And going back to serve for them is going to be Ashlyn Moeller, who's a serve specialist. She has 16 aces on the season. I think she had that one to the net.
That's like a field goal shanking it, right?
Yep. Yep. Tail goal is on.
She'll serve out one into the net on the right side. So substitutions will bring Kenzie Garkey back in the ballgame. Tied up at 6 here. Tied at 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Garkey will serve. The senior lets it roll. Dug out on the far side by Kate Ashman. And the Flyers cannot return it. That'll be a point for recovery.
We'll give an ace to the senior, Kenzie Garkey. This is the third time tonight now that the Flyers have just allowed to just watch the ball go down. Nobody going for just miscommunications. They need to really start to clean up here.
He takes a whole bunch on that one and gets back-to-back aces. And now it's a two-point advantage for Fort Recovery after they took the first set, 25-22.
And Kennedy Garkey, her sixth ace now on the season. She's got a brace on her left leg. I think that's limited how much she's played, but she's still coming in and serving when she can when it's her turn in the rotation.
There's going to be a block to net by Mollenkamp. It's going to be free ball across. Dug out by Evers. Now Libero, X9, back set. That's going to be blocked at the net by Paige Dugenmiller. Flyers still have it. Back set, Keeter, and through the hands of Garkey. Good hit by Rachel Keeter.
First kill of the night A couple of nice saves there by the both the Indians and Flyers, but the Flyers able to hold on, get the point, and now 8-7.
Rachel Keeter, 1.6 kills per game. She stands, what, about 5'3"?
Yeah.
She can jump out of the gym. There's Mollenkamp with a good hit. That's going to be blocked at the net and go all the way out. It rolls the net, but goes all the way out of bounds. That'll be point for recovery.
You see who got the kill there?
Kennedy Mollenkamp.
Kennedy Mollenkamp. There we go. Give her two for the night. She averages 2.1 kills per set. But right now, they've really focused on trying to get this the passes over. So you take it for Camp. One Camp serving now.
Her serve will go across, and that'll be an ace. Good serve by Mollenkamp. Gets the ace.
13th ace of the season for her. Flyers tried to play with fire there, and they got burned as that one went down. It was close, but nice placement there by the junior Mollenkamp.
Got Pearson, Guggenbiller, and Luthold in the front row. For recovery, here's going to be a back set. Rachel Keeter again from Mary Local. That's another ace.
Yep.
Rachel Keeter gets the Mary Local Flyers her 8 points. Checking back in the ballgame is going to be Maya Eckstein of Preston. Where's number 13? She'll go back to serve. She's joined on the floor by Chloe Ronnebaum, also Ashman, and the other one up front is Natalie Evers. Here comes the serve by Eckstein. Doug in the back row by Tegan Forkamp to Kenny Bowenkamp. Buck set. Mara Pearson. That's a dig in the back row by Fleck. Hit across by the Flyers. Here's Kenny Bowenkamp. Back set. Taking a little bit off of it. That time it's Paige Guggenbiller. Back on the Indian side. Here's Mollenkamp with a set. Quick set. Right down the middle. And that was Carly Niekamp. Somehow Flyers got it back.
Yeah, nice dig by Ronnebaum. Oh, no, Eckstein.
Block at the net. Battle at the net, and eventually that's going to be a point for Mary Local. Good play by both teams. Point for Mary Local.
Yeah, and the cousins, Natalie Evers and Brooke Evers, up at the net. I believe it was Natalie that got that one down. Nice job to knock that one down, make the score 10-9.
Serve's going to go out of bounds. Service there. The Mary Local Flyers get Sport Recovery 11-9 advantage in set two. Sport Recovery 8-2, ranked number 6 in D3. Mary Local 8-3, ranked number 8 in Division 4. Here's Pearson serve, dug up by Fleck. Evers, back set, hit again by Brooke Evers. Still on the fireside, now it's tipped across. Mollenkamp, Callie Wendell, Tegan Forkamp, down the line, count it. Tegan Forkamp with another kill.
14 of them already.
Should I just say TFK, Tegan Forkamp kill?
Yeah, honestly, TFK.
We're saying a bunch of that, aren't we?
Right, we are saying. Well, we said it 14 times.
There's going to be a hit by the Flyers. They can't get it back. Going in the net, trying to save was Evers. 13-9 the score.
With Mara Pearson and ace on that one. Her 14th of the season. The senior goes back to serve another one. Wow.
Ronnebaum. Now back to Pearson for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp is going to back that loophole. Dug in the back row by Fleck. There's Natalie Evers. She's going to set up Maya Eckstein. Back to the Indians. Three bolted across. Natalie Evers comes over to Ronnebaum. Off the block. There's Pearson. Mollenkamp. Bump set. Taking Fort Camp. This bumps it too far out of bounds. Point. Mary Local. That set was a little close to the net for her to get a swing on.
Right, yeah, a little bit more than she thought. Tried to bloop it over. Got to get it down. Now it's going to be Nora Eckstein. He's doing a great job digging tonight going up the serve.
Pearson, Wendell, and Tegan Forkamp are her targets, but that's going to go in the net with a service there. Makes it 14-10.
Six service errors for the Flyers now. Four of them for the Indians. Guy Wendell goes back to serve.
Wendell's serve is across, dug out. Now Natalie Evers gets it over to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum's going to hit it out of bounds. Makes the score now 15-10.
And Ronnebaum tried to roll that one over. Didn't really get her feet up in the air. And couldn't get the downward trajectory angle on that one. Just sails out of bounds.
Callie Wendell with a libero to libero serve. Evers, here's Callie Wendell again with a dig. It comes up front to Carly Niekamp. Saved by Mary Local. Bump set to Ronnebaum off the block of Niekamp. Saved by Mollenkamp. Three ball across by Callie Wendell.
There's the libero, and coming across, Montgomery is going to get called for a lift. Good hit on the far side. I don't know, was that Grace Muller?
That's Grace Muller.
Good hit by Grace Muller in all that traffic.
Right, yeah, and they forced for recovery. The hit off of Grace Muller. We'll give her an ace on that one. Forces them to go into the net. Good hit.
Mullen Kemp. Egan Forkamp.
Good save.
Back on the Indian side. There's Kylie Wendell. Candy Mullen Kemp. This time back set. Big time block put up by Kate Ashman. Off the hit attempt by Sage Lucholm.
Kate Ashman, the freshman up there, the sophomore Grace Muller right next to her. Nice job. I tell you what, if I needed a dig to save my life, I think I'd ask Nora Eckstein. She has had some nice ones already early on in this go match.
Candy Mullen Kemp sets up Lucholm this time over the top. Paige Lucholm, the senior, takes care of business, makes the score 16-12.
Lucholm took a lot off of that one, but it was the right play. She gets her first kill of the night to add along with a block.
Here serving will be Kayla Heikian. Having a nice night behind the line. Dug out in the back row out of the barrel. Pearson stays at Mullen Kemp. Back to Pearson. Over across. Digging the back row by Ronnebaum. There's Natalie Evers. Comes all the way across. Mullen Kemp blocks it. But Kate Ashman gets the kill as it falls on the Indian side.
Yeah, Ashman, the freshman, coming in and getting a kill. Averaging 1.8 kills per set. I'll go on with 16 aces as well.
Here's a good serve. We're going to set up Kendi Mullenkamp on the front left position. Saved by the Flyers. Not saved by the Flyers. Unable to get it across in three is Kate Ashman. Makes the score 17-13 for recovery. The four-point lead. And it seems like they've been maintaining that. They were tied at 1-2, 4-5-6. And since then, it's been all purple and white.
Right, yep. They built that little barrier of about 2, 3, 4 points. And Flyers right now just can't seem to get within it.
Forkamp with a good serve. Dug out. Rachel Keeter over to Pearson. There's going to be a step back to Pearson in the middle. Hits it to the front left corner. And she's smiling and she knows that that was a missed hit. It's going to get her a point.
Big time missed hit right there, but you'll take it. She's got a big smile on her face. She looks back at Travis Guggenbiller, her coach. He knows the same thing as her, but sometimes the ball just rolls your way.
Fort Recovery much needs a win. I mean, not that anybody doesn't, but losing two straight to Crestview and Coldwater.
Trying to get back in the winning column.
After running off them 8 straight. Here's a hit by the Flyers. Still on the Flyers' side after the block by Lucold. Nice dig by Heikamp and Forkamp. Collie Wendell hits it across. Here's Evers. Back step. That goes to Grace Muller, and that's going to go out of bounds. Right, timeout, Mary Lovell. We'll take a timeout on the MK Telco scoreboard. The score covering 19, Mary Lovell 13, on your sports leader, WCSN.
Holman Inc. has worked hard to help build your farm from the ground up, and we've enjoyed being a part of that. Hi, this is Dale Everman from Holman Incorporated and Maria Stein. Holman Inc. has been your local solution to diversifying and helping maximize your return on your family farm. We strive to provide you with exceptional service, the right solution to fix your needs, and a good feeling even after the sale. Holman Inc. thanks you.
Recent market volatility has left many wondering if they are still on track to meet their financial goals. Serving as a one-stop shop, the James Investment Team of Certified Financial Planners can help alleviate these uncertainties. In business since 1972, James Investment prepares an annual economic outlook report for the year ahead. For a free copy of this report or to schedule a free consultation, visit jamesinvestment.com or call 937-426-7640. James Investment, planning, investing. Advice.
Welcome back. Maryland Flyers on the hit after the Fort Recovery serve. There's Pearson now hits it across. Dig in the back row by Eckstein. Now dig by Deegan Forkamp. Up the high camp. Lucold off the net, out of bounds, and no touch. Point, Mary Local.
Yeah, that one just mistimed it there. Went off the top of the net. Almost ended up going down in bounds, but just missed it. So a point for the Flyers. Good time out there by Coach Chappell.
Kelly Wendell up to Kayla Heikamp. And that'll be a kill on the other side by Keeter.
That's 3 kills this set. Junior stepping up nicely. She had one back in the first, and right now she's going to need a bunch to continue to try and win this set, too.
I can't back to Kenny Mullenkamp. Digging it back for by Ronnebaum. Now Evers back to Keeter. They got by Callie Wendell. There's Kenny Mullenkamp. Sets up Pearson off the tip. Dig by Natalie Evers. And I think that was a kill, right? Or no, it's in the net. In the net, the hit was Kate Ashman. That will be point for recovery.
Ashman hit that one into the net. Just missed time that one. Kenzie Garkey back to serve for the Indians.
Indians first team to 20. They lead by 5, 20-15.
Magic number.
There's Kenzie Garkey's serve.
Nice serve.
They're going to come across, and that's a good hit. Nice hit by Brooke Evers.
She's been consistent. Two kills in the first set, two in the second set.
Checking back in, and going to be for the Fort Koreans. Might be four. No, can't tell the numbers.
Mullenkamp.
Mullenkamp. Back set, Mullenkamp. Takes a whole lot off of it. That was going to be about four hits. And it goes up in the rafter, and Fort Recovery cannot save it. That'll be a point. Flyers. Makes it Fort Recovery 20. Mary Local 17 here in set two. Fort Recovery leads 1-0.
Get Ashman go back to serve, looking for her 17th ace of the season.
Pearson, dig. Back to attack by Tina Fulkin. I got a little combobulated a little bit there. Feet were tied up, now Fort Carey's going to take a quick timeout. So we'll take a quick break again. We're in a second stanza. Fort Carey 20, Mary Local 18 on your Sports Center, WCSM.
There are many reasons that parents throughout the Grand Lake region trust the health of their kids to Grand Lake Health System. For some, it's our team of compassionate physicians. They possess a special blend of clinical expertise and personality that allows them to effectively treat and connect with children of all ages. For others, it's the convenient offices in four Grand Lake communities. For all of them, it's because they want the very best care for their kids. Begin your grand experience by visiting grandlakehealth.org/pediatrics.
Yeah, I tell you, Fort Carey has not been cold getting off the bus. I mean, they won that first set 25-22. It seems close, but they never gave up the lead. They were tied at 1-2, 4-10, 11-12, 14-15, 16-17, but never lost the lead. And this one here, pretty well been all Fort Recovery after they were tied 6-6, and now 21-18.
Good timeout there by Travis Guggenmiller. Mara Pearson gets the kill down. Her fourth of the night. She's also been consistent, two in the first set, two in the second set. And now Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve for the Indians. She's trying to get ace number two.
That'll be a dig in the back row. Natalie Evers, back set, Rachel Keeter. Over to Mullenkamp. Callie Wendell bumps that back row. Tegan Forkamp dig over by Dora Eckstein. They come over to Ronnebaum. And I think Forkamp quit on, but they kept it alive.
Yeah, it was a good dig by Tegan Forkamp. You see who got the kill there? Because I was watching the dig.
I think it was Ronnebaum.
Ronnebaum?
Yeah.
What was going? That's a fair guess to make.
Yeah.
She averages 3.3 per night. Gets her fourth, 3.3%, her fourth of the night.
Here's Mara Pearson on the other side. That's going to be a kill. That's going to be blocked out of bounds. And I think who got it was Chase. Hey, we got what? Isn't that Lamar Chase?
That's that Jamar Chase there, yeah.
Mark Chase in the crowd here watching the ball game.
Right, he's next to, I don't know who number seven is.
Is that Michael Vick? The old Michael Vick?
Maybe it's a Michael Vick jersey.
Here's going to be a block at the net. Mary Little still has it. Eckstein, Pearson, Kenny Mullenkamp sets up. Going to throw and face Guggenmiller, and Guggenmiller puts it on. For Kelly now leads 23-19. Timeout Flyers. We'll take a quick break. We're in the second set on the NK Telco scoreboard. Fort Recovery 23, Mary Local 19. On your Sports Center, WCSM.
As the seasons change, the savings don't at your locally owned Montford Voorhees McDonald's. The 2 for $3 breakfast mix and match are still available along with the $3.50 bundle. Mix and match any combination to fit your needs. Try a 6-piece nugget with a double cheeseburger or maybe a McChicken and a small fry. The combinations are endless and the price doesn't change. Just 2 for $3.50. Whether it's before a local event or you're just in the mood, your locally owned Montford Voorhees McDonald's has you covered.
Welcome back, everybody. It's going to be Mara Pearson back middle to serve with the Indians leading 23-19. Their targets are going to be Evers, Eckstein, and Ronnebaum. It's going to go to Ronnebaum. It's going to be hit over to Port Recovery and slamming it home on one hit is Paige Guggenbiller.
Paige Guggenbiller is coming alive here in the second set. She did not have a kill in the first one. She's got three in the second one. Mara Pearson, she's also had three kills in this set, and she's going to try and serve the Flyers out to a set two victory.
Here comes the jump serve. Good serve dug up by Eckstein. Here's Natalie Evers. She's going to come to Ronnebaum. Off the partial block. Mollenkamp, Pearson. Port Recovery's got a chance here. Tegan Forkamp. We'll put it home. TFK. Tegan Forkamp kill gives it a final score in the second set, 25-19. Port Recovery won the first set, 25-22. They win the second set, 25-19. When we come back, we'll give you the numbers. And here's Sports Center WCSM.
Busher Farms employs and services the local communities, hauling and transporting essential items such as livestock, feed, grain, paper products, and dry bulk. Serving the community is a privilege, and Busher Farms supports all local activities, including school athletic programs. Busher Custom Farms is located in the Maria Stein Industrial Park. Stop in and fill out an application. Busher Custom Farms, they give a truck.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
If you're looking for top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Hillsman Automotive in Chickasaw. They do everything from simple tune-ups and repairs to complete engine overhauls. So it's no surprise Hillsman Automotive provides professional service and unmatched customer care. Their staff is knowledgeable, friendly, and the mechanics have a combined total of over 300 years' experience. Hillsman Automotive, located on the corner of State Routes 274 and 716 in Chickasaw and in the Marion Township Industrial Park on 716. Designed to service light-duty diesel and gas trucks.
Port Recovery took the JV contest tonight in three. In the varsity contest, they lead the Flyers right now, the home team, the Marion Local Flyers, 2-0 the first set, 10 ties. Port Recovery wins 25-22 in the second set. We're tied at 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, and that was it. That was all Port Recovery. They win that second set, 25-19, they lead 2-0.
A lot of that has been on the strength of the senior Tegan Forkamp, 15 kills through two sets to go along with two aces. So she is responsible for 17 Port Recovery's 50 points tonight. Joining her attacking-wise is Mara Pearson with five kills, a block, and an ace. Sage Luthold with a kill and an ace. Kenzie Garkeev with two aces. Kayla Heikamp with a kill and an ace. Kennedy Mollenkamp with two kills and an ace. Paige Guggenbiller with three kills. And Carly Niekamp Jr. with a block. For the Marion Local Flyers, leading the way for them is the sophomore, Grace Moeller. She has six kills through two sets. To go along with her, Rachel Keeter with four kills. Grace Moeller also adding two blocks, should mention that as well. Chloe Ronnebaum with four kills. Natalie Evers with a kill and a block. Nora Eckstein with a block and an ace and a lot of digs. Maya Eckstein, the freshman, with an ace, a block and a kill for Kate Ashman. Four kills and a block for Brooke Evers. Team stats real quick as they get on to the court. Port Recovery with 10 hitting errors compared to Marion Local's 9 hitting errors. And then the Flyers, they have 6 service errors compared to the Indians' 4 service errors.
Our next volleyball match will be Saturday. That'll be Fort Laramie at New Bremen on Lake 100.3 FM. On 96.7 FM will be Salina at St. Henry. Tomorrow night's broadcast will be football. On 96.7 FM will be Minster at St. Henry. The report game will have New Bremen at Port Recovery. And on Lake 100.3 FM right here, it'll be Coldwater Cavaliers at the Park Bay Panthers. And this is the first. The Marion Local Flyers have a lead, 1-0.
Yeah, a kill attempt there by Tegan Forkamp, and Grace Moeller just stuffed her at the net. Her third block of the night. Good start for the Flyers in a 2-0 set deficit.
Libero Nora Eckstein stirs. There's going to be a nice hit. We're tied up 1-1 off the hit by Paige Guggenbiller.
Fourth kill of the night. She'll go sit the bench. And joining now will be Sage Luthold. She'll go up to that middle spot of the net. Callie Wendell to serve for the Indians. Doesn't have an ace, but she's had a lot of nice serves going so far, the libero.
Serve goes across to the other zero. Block in the front row. No, nobody can block it. That's a kill for Grace Moore. Flyers gets another point. They lead 2-1.
Big start for her. A block and a kill for Grace Moore, the sophomore. Leading the way. Now back to serve is going to be Chloe Ronnebaum.
She'll let it rip. Dug up by Pearson. There's Mollenkamp. Over to Segan Forkamp. Back to Ronnebaum for the Flyers. There's Evers. Comes across to Rachel Keeter. That's going to be out of bounds. We're tied up. Deuces.
Keeter tried to go cross court on that one and just a little too far. Now subbing in for the Indians is going to be Kayla Heikamp.
Kayla Heikamp will serve, then set. Serving from the back middle. Good serve right to the libero. Bad off the net, but nice hands by Evers. That's going to go a little bit out of bounds. That'll be a point for recovery.
Good idea there by Brooke Evers, but yeah, just missed a little bit. Good idea, just a little improper execution. Indians take their first lead of this set.
Not much else she's going to do with it.
No, it was going to go out of bounds either way.
Heikamp, another nice deep serve. This time it's going to be a set right up to the front. It's going to go off a couple blocks and down for Grace Moore. We're tied up at 1-2 and now tied up at 3.
Indians had a nice double block there, but what a hit from Grace Moore. She continues to have a good night. Her second kill of the set, beating the double block.
Nellie Evers serves to Callie Wendell. Here they come to Forkamp. Dug out by Nora Eckstein. Now to Rachel Keeter. Nice dig by Pearson. Here's Heikamp. Sets up Mollenkamp. Takes a little bit off of it. Gets a point for the purple and white.
Good play there by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Had to really do a lot to get it on the right side of the Candy Cane. Able to get it in there. Another point for the Indians.
Here comes the serve by Tegan Forkamp. 21 aces coming in, 2-9. Serve, back set. That's a good hit. Grace Moore has got a couple nice shots for Mary Lopo here.
Grace Moore has all four of the Flyers' points right now. Unfortunately for the Flyers, she has a spot in the rotation. She has to go take a seat on the bench for the time being. Three kills and a block for the sophomore in this set.
Here the serve's going to be hit across by Ashlyn Moeller. They set up Pearson. Blocked at the net. Combined block between number 9 and 10, Brooke Evers and Kate Ashman.
Ashman was up there with her, but Brooke Evers with the block. She gets her second of the night.
Here comes another serve by
Ashlyn Moeller.
Back set, Tegan Forkamp. Goes right back to back row, Ronnebaum. Here's the dig coming over to Keeter. Off the block of Mollenkamp, dug up by Callie Wendell. Here's Heikamp. Sets up, Paige Luthold, dig by the Flyers. Keeter. Dig by Pearson. Back attack, Tegan Forkamp. That's dug in the other side by Natalie Evers for the Flyers. Now still hit her across. I tell you, the Indians are two steps away from celebrating a point.
Yeah.
Somehow the Flyers save it. That's going to be an attack. No good by Ashton. Here's Pearson digging the back row. Ronnebaum. Here comes Rachel Keeter. Blocked by Mollenkamp. Natalie Evers. Back set. Ashton off the block and counted.
Yeah, Ashman with their second kill that night. What a nice volley by both squads. I tell you what, there's no doubt both teams are hustling their butts off tonight, and that's usually a pretty normal constant with the MAC.
Maryland Flyers are their biggest lead of the night. That's 2-6-4. Here's the back set, Kendi Mollenkamp. That's going to go off the net, out of, we're going to say in. That rode the top of that white tape all the way across and dropped just inside.
Yeah, I was doing a little bit of a tightrope there at the top of the net, but able to get the right bounce. Kennedy Mollenkamp with her fourth kill of the night.
In the serve, Kenzie Gerke. Gerke fires it away, dug up by Keeter. Here's Natalie Evers. Goes front middle, and Tegan Forkamp's going to bump it across. There's Rachel Keeter. All the way. Another nice dig by Garkey. Not really sure why Guggenbo didn't want to hit it, but Forkamp had to come up and get it and couldn't do it. That'll be point. Marion Local.
Right, yep. Just miscommunication, hitting air there as Deacon Forkamp tried to roll it over, couldn't do it. A couple of nice digs there by Kenzie Garkey as she heads to the bench. Flint Marion local.
Here's going to be a hit by Forkamp. They're going to stay in the net, I think. Yeah, Marion local in the net, trying to block it. That'll be a point. Port Recovery makes the score now. Marion local 7, Port Recovery 6 here in this third set. That the Flyers need to win. They want to continue.
Yep, they don't have a choice. They got to win out from here.
Here's Molenkamp with a serve. Dug in the backer by Nori Ekstad and Libero. They set up Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum's going to find a gap right between Wendell and Forkamp in the back row. Makes it 8-6.
Good spot there by Ronnebaum. I mean, it was one of those. It was just an open spot. It didn't even make sense for the Indians to try to hustle to it. Good spot there by Claudia Ronnebaum. 5th kill of the night.
Serving it away is Maya Eckstein. There's going to be Paige Guggenbiller. Now they're going to do a back row attack. Tegan Forkamp. They got by Eckstein. Now they come over to Ronnebaum off the block. There's Kennedy Molenkamp. Kylie Wendell bump set. Mara Pearson. Nice dig by Nora Eckstein. There's Evers. Back to Ronnebaum. And Tegan Forkamp cannot keep it in play. 3-point lead for the Maryland Flyers, 9-6.
Well, Ronnebaum with the kill. And as you mentioned, another nice series of digs for Nora Eckstein. We don't keep digs here. You'll see that probably tomorrow in the paper or online. But she's got to have a lot of them here tonight.
Here's Pearson. We're going to free ball across. And
wow.
That free ball ended up getting a kill because it went up the rafters. So that'll be a point for recovery, 9-7-4.
That was a sand volleyball spike right there. All, you know, kind of unbalanced, but gets it over. Now she'll go to serve.
Serves dug out by Nora Eckstein up and down to Evers. So back set, Brooke Evers, and that'll be a point for the Maryland Flyers.
Brooke Evers with her 5th kill tonight. She's had 2 kills in each of the first 2 sets. So we probably count on her having another. And it's going to be Nora Eckstein going back to serve for the Flyers.
There's going to be dug out by Callie Wendell. There's Kendi Molenkamp. Sets up Tegan Forkamp. Off the block and count it. That'll be a point. Brings Port Recovery then 2 now, 10-8 here in set 3.
Oh, there we go. 9 kills in the first set for Tegan Forkamp. 6 in the second. Now finally gets her first one in this third set. Trim the deficit to 2.
Callie Wendell, the libero, back to serve for the Indians. Serves it across. Dug out by Marion local. They're going to go to Grace Moeller, and that'll be a point for the Flyers.
Nice set there by Natalie Evers to Grace Moeller, and Grace Moeller with a nice kill.
So going back to serve Rachel Keeter, come in the ball game, back to serve is Ronnebaum. There's Molenkamp setting up Tegan Forkamp. That's going to go out of bounds a little bit wide. 4-point lead for Marion local here in the third set, 12-8.
The biggest lead of the night right now. Flyers just not making mistakes, playing mistake-free, smart volleyball, and it's working. That's going to be an ace.
Yep, it can hit the rafters, but it can't hit the backboard. We're going to time out for recovery. So the AK tells the scoreboard. It's Mary Local 13, Port Recovery 8 here in Set 3 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our tractor lineup rated number one in durability and owner experience, Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Bring home select BX Series equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $800 now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
Visit Afforder Equipment Sales in Bern, Indiana at the new Minster location on 364 or online at AfforderEquip.com.
It's hard to believe, but the kids are heading back to school, and fall is right around the corner. The Mister Shop is ready to help clear out last year's wardrobe and make sure the young men in your life are dressed to impress. Including all new school logo apparel, quarter zips, polos, and more, the Mister Shop is full of the latest styles in all sizes that fit comfortably and have that A-plus look no one else can give you. Get to the Mister Shop today and go back to school in style. Stop at the shop.
Time out, leads a quick point by Marion local. Now they serve it up. Tegan Forkamp trying to hit it. We're going to get back-to-back points. Marion local now with a 15-8 advantage.
Yeah, right, earlier this match, Forkamp was able to just kind of roll it over, but back-to-back into the net. Flyers keep doing in their nice little run here.
Here's going to be a dink. And I mean a dink. Stays loose while running up the middle. just takes a whole lot off of it, finds that little 10-foot spot. Point for recovery.
Sheila Heitkamp in the serve. She will replace Carly Meekamp, the junior.
As Ox mentioned, there's Kayla Heitkamp with a serve. Digging the back row, Ashman. They come over to Rachel Keener off the fly. Candy Mullican. Point. Flyers 16-9.
Rachel Keener, that was just a bullet. She gets her fifth kill of the night. Now but going back to serve for the Flyers is Brooke Evers. Looking for her, or Natalie Evers, excuse me, looking for her 12th ace.
And I still have Candy Mullican. Mullican off the X sign. Rachel Keener there. Grace Muller tips it across. A lot of people wanted a double hit. Did not get it. There's Keeter down the line, sort of out of bounds. That will still be a point for recovery, make it 16-10.
Yeah, probably could argue for a double hit, but goes out of bounds, so no harm, no foul. It's classic instinct of ball don't lie.
Here comes it's the center. Deacon for campus team. All seniors and juniors on this point cover roster. Grace Moore. And a double hit on Port Recovery. Could not get across. That'll be a point. Marion Local. 17-10. 7-point lead here by Marion Local, trailing 2-0.
Yeah, good ace or good hit there by Grace Moore, forcing the double hit by the Flyers.
Here's going to be a hit across and finding it. Nobody home. Deegan Forkamp, good places.
Yeah, Deegan Forkamp, she just looped that one over, free ball with two hands, and able to get the point. Trims it back down to six for the Indians. They're still trailed by six. Flyers 8 points away from forcing a set four. Still a while to go.
And Zygarki with a serve, just checked in. Rachel Keeter, Nellie Evers. Back to Keeter. Dig for the Indians. Kenny Mullenkamp takes a little bit off. Dug out by Keeter. Serve. Then we're over to Ashton. Ashton's going to hit it in the corner. Great hit.
What a spot there by Kate Ashman, the freshman, gets that right in the back corner. We'll call that a coffin corner. And a key point for the Flyers now. 2 points away from 20 points, that magic number. Rachel Keeter going to try to serve him there.
Serve goes across. There's Heitkamp with a back set to Mullenkamp. Dick by Evers. There's Eckstein. Back to Rodenbaum off the block. For Kerry Heitkamp. Back set Kenny Mullenkamp. Pushes it deep. There's Eckstein. Evers. Back set. Ashman.
Counted. There you go. Kate Ashman, the freshman. Back-to-back kills for their timeout.
Timeout. We'll hear from one of our five sponsors. We'll see what Mentors Meats has on going on right now on your sports leader, WCSM.
It's spicy. It's steamy. It's smoking hot. Winners Meats and Osgood presents Grills Gone Wild.
Woo!
Yeah, this summer all the guys will be hanging out with the hottest grills in the county. So what do you want to see? Pork chops? Ribs? Beef? Sausage? Chicken? Winners has it all. Totally raw.
Look at that!
Grills Gone Wild. Coming this summer to a patio near you. Thanks to Winners Meats in Osgood. Everyone loves a winner.
Welcome back for recovery. 8-2, 3-1, the MAC ring number 6 in Division 3, the Maryland Flyers. 8-3, 1-3 in the conference. All three losses on the year are to the MAC, and they're ranked number 8 in Division 4.
All right, our Flyers trying to force set 4. They have an 8-point lead.
There's Pearson. Forkamp back to Pearson. Off the block, dig by Eckstein. Hit across by Rodenbaum. There's Forkamp. Heitkamp. Tries it over in two. Save. Now Ashton. Going to have a block in the middle. And that looks like it's number 12, Paige Guggenbiller.
Paige Guggenbiller with their first block. Go along with four kills on the night. Kennedy Mullenkamp going to try to get her second ace of the night. And now Indians down by 7. Flyers 6 points away, forcing a set 4.
Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve things. She'll let it go. She'll serve it over to Fleck. The Flyers. Rodenbaum has it blocked at the net. Evers going to put it across. Mullenkamp. Now Guggenbiller over to Carly Niekamp. Dig out by the Flyers. Rodenbaum frees it across. Indians with a chance. Mullenkamp. Back set. Hit across by Guggenbiller. Saved by the Flyers. Another opportunity. Forkamp. Mullenkamp. Quick set. Niekamp. Blocks at the net. Pearson puts it over. good heads-up play by Mara Pearson. Seeing Flyers are all up by the net.
Right, yep, they sure were. It was just kind of a ping-pong back and forth between two teams up at that net. Mara Pearson doesn't use all three hits, hits it over and finds the spot in the back.
Here's going to be a serve dug out by Fleck. Come over to Ronnebaum. Blocked back in play by Guggenbiller. He'll bring it back to Ronnebaum, and that's going to be a hit by Callie Wendell Libero, but a little bit more spice there.
Yeah.
Heat on that ball by Ronnebaum.
It was a good dig there by Wendell, but yeah, Ronnebaum with an absolute bullet to force the air by the Indians. Another kill for Ronnebaum. Give her seven on the night.
Thanks for score 20-13. Here comes Pearson. That's going to be hit into the student section, but somehow Flyers save it. Guggenbiller, Kennedy, Morrison, now over to Paige Guggenbiller, and down for a kill.
Paige Guggenbiller, her second kill of the set, fifth of the night. She didn't have any kills in that first set, so she's heating up at the right time. Flyers still, though, they're at that magic number of 20.
Mara Pearson's going to hit that one a little bit long. Makes it now 21-14. Yeah, it just seems like whoever gets to 20, it seems like they can hold on and win the match.
It is a magic number, that's for sure. Got a football score right now, 21-14.
Here's going to be Kennedy Mullenkamp. Guggenbiller, and somehow again, the Flyers save it. Charlie Niekamp over at Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp puts it out of bounds. It's going to go a little bit wide. It's at 22-14. Coach Guggenbiller did not like the Flyers hit the ball over. He thought that was a double or illegal hit, I believe.
I think that's what he thought as well. That could be an ace.
A good ace.
Good serve. Cody Ronnebaum. Second of the night.
Nora Eckstein.
Oh, just kidding. Nora Eckstein.
Her second of the night, you mean?
Yeah, it is also her second of the night, yeah. They both had one going into that.
Here's going to be a back set. Guggenbiller, Ronnebaum, Mullenkamp. Nice hit by Forkamp. Still on the fire side now. Ronnebaum in the net. Point Indians. Indians need to get on the run here, trailing 23-15. They want to end this in two sets.
I'm sure that's what they would like to do. Get out of here, go home, but they're going to need to score 8 points and hope the Flyers make a lot of mistakes.
Kelly Wendell's going to serve it long to Ronnebaum. She'll save it. Gets it back. Hits it out of bounds. Not out by much, but just out. Makes the score 23-16.
Say what, I would not want to be that line judge.
No. I wouldn't want to be that one either. I just wouldn't want to be one.
Yeah, no, not a single line judge, yeah.
Here's Pearson. Deegan Forkamp's going to hit it across. Here's Natalie Evers. Sets up Ronnebaum again. Nice save by Collier Wendell Pearson. Saved it. Flyers. Back set. This time hit by Grace Moeller. Again saved. Deegan Forkamp off the block. Ronnebaum blocked. Flyers. Here comes Ronnebaum again, and that's going to be good. Off the block of Carly Niekamp. Great hustle by these two teams. Makes it 24-16.
Yeah, nice hit there by Ronnebaum. Goes off of Callie Niekamp's, or Carly Niekamp's hands. And so Ronnebaum now with her fourth kill of this set. And she's got eight on the nine. She goes back to serve.
Serve's going to go in the net. Serve there. Couldn't quite get him to 25. 24-17.
The Indians, they got to be perfect.
Kayla Heikamp to serve. Her targets are going to be Ronnebaum, Eckstein, and Ashman. That's Eckstein. Here comes running down the middle of the court. Grace Moeller saved by the Indians. Evers back row attack. Ronnebaum dig by Heikamp. There's Mullenkamp. Buck set. Tegan Forkamp. There's a nice dig by Maya Eckstein. Rachel Keeter had to reach back for that one. I can't try to sneak one across in two. Not there. Keeter with a hit and counter. Oh, there it is. Second set goes to the Merry Little Flyers. They win that second set by a final score of 25-17. Set one goes to Fort McHenry 25-22. Set two is the Indians 25-19. Set three to the Way of the Flyers 25-17. We come back with set four on your sports theater, WCSM.
Access to top healthcare has never been more convenient, with Mercer Health offering 11 primary care locations throughout the area, including offices in Salina, Coldwater, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Maria Stein, Mendon, and north of New Bremen. Anchored by a top 100 rural and community hospital, the offices extend some of the top healthcare in the nation to each of our local communities. For more information about Mercer Health's office locations and providers, visit mercer-health.com.
Tired of feeling stuck at your current job? Looking for a place where you can grow and be part of a company that's more like a family? Rider of Minster is looking for you. Stop in today and learn about all the benefits Rider has to offer you. Rider believes in its people. That's why Rider promotes from within. Day and night shifts available. Come grow in a climate-controlled warehouse and be part of a growing company that wants you to grow with them. Rider of Minster, located behind Danit.
Your animals deserve the best products, and you will always be able to find the best quality products you need at Walnut Hill Feeds. Specializing in bagged feeds, bulk feeds, custom feeds, all with pelletizing options. They also have Champion Select Show Feeds, Trophy Max Deer Feeds, and many more. Walnut Hill Feeds has experienced staff with years of farming knowledge to help you with all of your livestock and feed needs. For more information, visit Walnut Hills Feed on Facebook or just give them a call. Walnut Hill Feeds, located on Gottemiller Road in Maria Stein.
Welcome back. First set went to the Fort Recovery Indians, 25-22. There were 10 ties. Fort Recovery had no lead changes. Fort Recovery had to lead the whole time, just like they did in the second set. There was 5 ties in that first set. They had a 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Fort Recovery was 25-19. But in that third set, it was all Marion Local. They were tied at 1, 2, 3, and 4, but then they coasted out to a 25-17 win of that third set.
For the Fort Recovery Indians, Deacon Forkamp with 17 kills so far through 3 sets and 2 aces. Paige Guggenbiller with 5 kills and a block. Kennedy Mullenkamp with 4 kills and an ace. Mara Pearson with 7 kills and an ace. Sage Luthold with 2 kills and a block. Kenzie Garkey with 2 aces. And Carly Niekamp with a block. Real quick for the Flyers, Grace Moore with 11 kills and 3 blocks. Hoy Ronnebaum with 8 kills and 2 aces. 6 kills for Rachel Keeter. Kill and a block for Natalie Evers. 2 aces for Nora Eckstein. 4 kills and a block for Kate Ashman. And 5 kills and 2 blocks for Brooke Evers. 16 hitting errors and 5 service errors for the Indians. And then 14 hitting errors and 7 service errors for the Marion Local Flyers.
Pearson will serve things up first for Fort Recovery. She'll let it go. That's dug out by the libero. Nora Eckstein, they come over to Ronnebaum. Dug up by Kali Wendell for Fort Recovery. Teagan Forkamp. That goes deep to Eckstein. Evers back to Ronnebaum. Off the block. Guggenbiller point. Marion Local.
A good hit there by Chloe Ronnebaum. All the credit to this Marion Local Flyers. A lot of times when the team falls behind 2-0, they kind of shut down for that third set. But they fought back trying to set this one to set 5, and they're going to win this here.
There's Guggenbiller with a kill. We're tied up at 1-1. The Fort Recovery Indians got Mara Pearson, Kali Wendell, Teagan Forkamp, Kenny Morkamp, Paige Guggenbiller, and Carly Niekamp. Now checking in Sage Luthold.
Kali Wendell, the libero, back to serve for the fly, or the Indians, excuse me.
So it's the libero, that's Nora Eckstein. Ronnebaum with a hit. Unable to save it, as the Fort Recovery Indians. Marion Local Flyers, you got Brooke Evers, Maya Eckstein, Grace Muller. Rachel Keeter in the front row, in the back row, Nora Eckstein, and back serving is Chloe Ronnebaum. There's a little hit over by Sage Luthold, saved up by Marion Local. And Keeter just did not get the timing right on that jump, hit in the middle of the net.
Rachel Keeter stands at 5-3, which is impressive that she plays up at the net that time. Just mistimes it a little bit. So, tied right now, deuces wild, 2-2.
Here comes a serve by Kayla Heikamp. Serve deep right. Picked up. And the ball is going to go all the way up to the front. Nobody can get to it because the setter is the one that had to save it.
Yeah, well, the setter has to go and get the dig. That puts the whole team out of rotation, out of spot. Did you see who got the kill there?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Kali Wendell cannot get to it. There's going to be a service here. We're going to be tied up at 3. 3 apiece.
Wouldn't that surprise me, by the way, they're lined up. It came from that corner if it was Grace Moeller.
Grace Moeller?
She's sitting over there in that front right corner. She's in that front right corner. Now we're on back-to-back service errors. Gives it the 4-3 lead for Mary Local. Grace Moeller will check out. So the libero, Eckstein. Back here, waiting to receive, for Kip, Wendell, and Pearson. This is going to be Wendell, Callie Wendell. They set up, stage loophole, and they're going to fire it in the net. We're going to be tied at 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right now, both teams just a little clunky coming out of this, into this fourth set. But the Indians, their last two matches, they've lost in three, so this is the first time they're going to have to play more than three sets in a while. For the Flyers, they also went down in 3 to New Bremen on Tuesday.
There's a dig by Keeter in the back row. They're going to come up in the front, and that's going to be now for recovery in the net, trying to block the hit of Brooke Evers. As a quick little break for Sage Lupo, she comes right back in, then she checks right back out to get the libero back in. Here's going to be Heitkamp. Sets up Pearson. Ronnebaum, Natalie Evers. Back to Ronnebaum. Back up by Callie Wendell. Heitkamp in the middle to Guggenmiller, and that's four hits on Ronnebaum herself. She tried to save it, just could not get it across.
You have a hit, tipped it right back to her. And of course, your natural instinct is going to be to hit it again. So that's what she did, and once again, tied up. Is that five ties?
That is five ties.
Not including zeros.
Candy Mulligan is going to serve right in front of the WCSM banner. That's on the left side of the court.
It looks good up against that Marion Local Flyers backdrop.
It's going to go to Fleck. Digging the back row, hit over by Ashland. Fort McCurry's got a chance to get their first lead here in this set. It's not going to happen on that hit. Here comes, I think that's going to be out of bounds. I think it's out of bounds. Everybody called it out. That'll be a point for Fort McCurry, 6-5.
Yeah, so I thought that one was out. So, just made the right call. Flyers with their first, or Indians with their first lead of the set. They're going to lose it right away.
Yeah, we're tied up.
A lot of service errors already early on in this set. And one of the more fun things to watch is these hitting and service errors, how they start to go down as the season goes on. Just because the girls get in sync. That's always what's fun to watch. You start to see better volleyball as the year goes on.
Mara Pearson with that hit. That's going to be a kill. We're carrying back in front, 7-6. How many kills do you have Marion Local for right now? Can you tell?
38
kills. So they're getting a lot of kills, but they're serving. Fort Curry's, oh, there's going to be a block. I was just going to say, Fort Curry's having a hard time getting a hand on their hip. Then they proved me wrong there.
Right.
But Marion's not being aggressive serving. I only have like three aces. Not many aces. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I got them for. I got him as four. My Eckstein, Nora Eckstein. No, it's three because I gave it one, two. So, yeah, three aces.
So, here's going to be Molenkamp. Back set. Guggenmiller, not quite enough. Makes the score 8-7. The Fort Recovery's serving better, just not blocking as well, while Marion Local is dominating, I think, the net. Just by getting the points.
Yeah, I would agree. That's probably a fair assessment of the situation. Definitely changed a lot since that second set.
There's Tegan Forkamp. She's not getting the looks like she did earlier. And now we're going to be tied up 8-8. Good play in the front there by the Maryland Flyers.
That was Grace Mueller once again getting it down. That's 13 kills on the night. Yeah, Tegan Forkamp, she had 15 through two sets. She only had two. They're making sure they put everybody on Forkamp.
There's Molenkamp to Guggenmiller. Guggenmiller's left open for a kill. Makes Fort Recovery Indians lead 9-8.
And Paige Guggenmiller, she's really stepped up kind of in Fort Camp's play. Not that Fort Camp's had a bad game by any means, but they've just focused more attention on her. Seven kills since that first set, including two in this one.
Callie Wendell with the serve. Skims the top of the net. Saved by Mary Local. They're going to go right down the middle to Grace Moeller. And Grace Moeller will put it home for her tied at 9-9.
Grace Mueller with 14 kills. 14 kills for the sophomore, comes into this match averaging 2.2%. She's going to be a good one. Well, she's already a good one. She's going to be a real good one here in a couple years.
Here's Callie Wendell. Hit her in Tegan Forkamp. That's a dig. There's Evers. Candy Mullenkamp. Bump set from Leupold over to Callie Mullenkamp.
Yep.
With a kill.
Callie Mullenkamp, the junior. Usually doesn't get very many kills. That time, her name gets called, and she gets it down for the Indians. They retake this lead in the set four.
Waiting for the whistles, Kayla Heikium. She'll let it go. Dug up by Ronenbaum, down to Evers. Battle at the net, but it's going to be won by Grace Moore again.
I want to go golfing. Kirby just saw him walk in.
I don't know if I got there. I got 10-10 as a score.
Hey, we'll find out. Kennedy Wolfcamp with a kill right there.
Double check it here.
All right. Now, not an argument from either side. Oh, there we go. Now they're switching it.
11-10.
The scoring. 11-10.
All right. That's
you were right.
That's what we got.
We should know not to doubt you, right, Rick?
Yeah, right. Bobby had another point before. Every back-to-back points makes it 12-10.
Okay, hitting air there for the Flyers. 18 now on the night. 19 for the Indians.
And Tegan Forkamp's trying to hit that one into the net.
Yeah, both teams, I mean, it's been, in terms of the mistake department, been pretty even, well, actually exactly even. Both teams have 19 hitting errors and 7 service errors.
Wow. Here's Pearson. Nice dig by Heikamp. Back to Pearson. Got on top a little bit too much, and now we're tied up at 12. Back-to-back Flyer points all of a sudden.
Right, and the Indians, you do not want to be in a situation where you let this sneak into a set 5. The Flyers, meanwhile, trying to sink in a service there for the Flyers.
13-12, recovery of the lead, back to serve. Kenzie Garkey for the Indians. Her targets are going to be Keeter. In the middle is Eckstein, on the right side, Ronenbaum. Here comes the serve by Garkey. Well, ain't going to make it to the back row.
Nope.
Didn't make it to the front row either. That's going to hit the middle of the net.
Mackenzie Garkey with 2 aces tonight, but that one deserves the end of the net. Again, I mentioned both these teams. It's been a while since they played in a match that went more than 3 sets. You wonder if fatigue starting to set in just a little bit.
Mullenkamp with a kill on this one.
That one probably going out of bounds, but headed straight for Rachel Keeter's face. Of course, that reaction puts her hands up. And it's a nice kill there by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Give her 6 on the night. She goes back to serve.
14-13, lead from 4 recovery. Here's Evers. Good dig by the Indians. Mullenkamp over to Pearson. Off the block and...
Wow.
Dave. Mullenkamp. Bump set. Guggenbilt off the block. Nice dig again by Natalie Evers. Over to Ronenbaum. Off the block and count it. Looks like they're going to say Paige Guggenbilt got that one. Makes the score 15-13 Indians here in set 4.
Paige Guggenbiller with her 3rd block of the night to go along with 7 kills. Mullenkamp will continue her service run.
Here's a serve dug up by Eckstein. Now we're going to put recovery in the net. Makes it 15-14. Substitution in the ball game again. Maya Eckstein, one of the 2 varsity freshmen. Coach Chapel.
My Eckstein, a freshman. She's got a lot of playing time tonight. Good back row player. Nice serve. Wow.
And that'll be an ace. We're knotted up. 15-8.
That's her 2nd ace of the night. She is an aggressive server in that one. Just barely over the top of the net. Perfect spot.
There's Pearson. Candy Mullen came back to Pearson.
Rock.
Put back down by Brooke Evers. Flyers, 3 straight points. They now lead 16-15.
And Flyers continuing to get work done up at the net. Third block of the night now for Brooke Evers. She did a nice job up there along with her cousin Natalie.
Serve goes across. Dug out Pearson. There's Mullenkamp. Back set Guggenbiller. Digging the back row by Fleck. They come up. Rod a bomb off the block. Dug out by Callie Wendell. Here comes Pearson. Takes the whole bunch off. Nobody home.
Smart time to do that for Mara Pearson. So the Indians were getting a lot of their points back in the first and second set. Is kind of messing with the speeds of their hits. There she takes a lot off. Ties it back up. She'll go back to serve.
Here's Pearson. They got by Eckstein. Evers. Over to Ronnebaum. Nice dig by Wendell. Mullenkamp. Tegan Forkamp takes a little bit off. Nice. That's from a man. Who's going to get to that one? Nobody.
Tegan Forkamp, 18th kill of the night. And there again, just taking something off of it.
Here's
out the lead.
Pearson with the whistle. Pearson with the serve. And that's going to hit the hand of Carly Niekamp staying in the middle. So we're tied at 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 12, 13, 15, 16, now 17.
Teeter-totter game.
Yeah. Good match. There's going to be a set to Guggenbiller. Blocked out of bounds. That'll be a point for Ferry.
Paige Guggenbiller able to beat the double block. Goes out of bounds. Seven in for her now will be Kayla Heikamp up at the net.
Hey, definitely a game of momentum. Nobody's getting one right now.
No, it is
one
back
for
and
one.
Forth. Again, very, very clunky play here in this fourth set.
There's another hit right down the middle by Grace Moore off the nice set.
Tell you what, Grace Moore's been on fire. 16 kills now on the night. He's been consistent. 4, 2, 5, and then 5 now. She's been clutching up these last two sets for the Flyers.
Callie Wendell with a dig off the serve of Evers. Tegan Forkamp hits it down the line. It goes off the hand of Maya Eckstein, but cannot save it. Corey Carey trying to complete the sweep tonight. They win the JV 25-18, 7-25, 25-20, and they lead this one here 2-1. With the serve, Kayla Heikamp. Kayla lets it go. Dug in the back row by Ronnebaum. Eckstein helps it. Not a Keeter. Didn't make it across. Look who's got the 20.
Magic number.
Timeout. Coach Chapel, the Flyers don't take a timeout. So on our NK Telco scoreboard, Fort Carey 20, Mary Local 18 on your Sports Center, WCSM.
As if Chickasaw Quick Stop wasn't already a great place to grab a quick lunch, they went ahead and upped the ante. Introducing the mouth-watering Vampire Slayer. Two crispy slices of toasted garlic bread filled with creamy, cheesy garlic sauce and shredded chicken. This delicious garlicky sandwich is great for two things. Filling you up. Wilson Health is excited to bring their expertise in family medicine to the Maria Stein area. Maria Stein Family Practice is now offering same-day sit visits and is welcoming new patients. Stop out to State Route 119 in Maria Stein to see Dr. Jim Sweeterman and Darian Borchers and discover why Wilson Health is the best choice for your family's health. No one knows when sickness will hit, but with same-day sick visits, you know you can always count on Wilson Health to be there for you and your family. Stop in, call, or text 419-925-4611.
1-3. Serve is going to go across. And I think they're going to say, they're trying to ask for a touch. The two in the corner did not say a touch, so that'll be a hitting here on the Maryland Flyers. Point for Kelly.
Yeah, Anthony Chapel taking that timeout. Indians got to that magic number 20. Now they're at 21.
Yeah, I came with another nice serve. Flyers might be running a little bit low on gas. Chapel's going to take another timeout. We'll keep things right here. We'll take our sponsors one more time. Without them, this would not be possible. Ryder, Walnut Hill Feeds, Chickasaw Quick Stop, Wilson Health, Lance Insurance Agency, Holman Incorporated, James Investments, Joint Township Hospital, Grand Lake Health System, McDonald's, Butcher's Custom Farm Service Incorporated, Cooper Farm, Hillsman Automotive, A-Folder Equipment Sales, The Mister Shop, Winner's Meat Service, and Mercer Health. And again, our scoreboard sponsors, NK Telco, And our streaming is brought to you by Wabash Internet, TV and phone, and 29 Technologies. 3 points away, 22-18.
Indians trying to get back into the win column. They've lost their last two. Then we bring them to 9-2 and 4-1 conference play.
How'd you like to be Chapel? 1-4 in the conference. 8-4 overall, and all four of your losses are just ranked teams.
You join a different conference? Of course not, but
that's rough. Nice dig by Eichamp. There's Wendell. Over to Tegan Forkamp. Down the line, and that's good. Score now 23-18. Fort McHenry with a lead of 5 points.
And no timeouts left for the Flyers. They're on their own. They got to try and claw back one in this one. Meanwhile, 2 points away for the Indians. Mikhail Heikamp back to serve yet again.
She'll serve it up. It'll go deep. The Ronnebaum. Saved by Evers, and Keeter can't get it. We're at match point right now for the Fort McHenry Indians. They lead 24-18.
I was just thinking, Kale Heikamp has one ace going into that. If he gets that for a second, she goes and gets it. If he gets that for a third now, Flyers really need to make a good play here to keep this alive.
Serve goes across. Dug up by Ronnebaum. Evers chased it down. It's going to be freed across by X time. Evers. Heikamp. Oh, good dig by the Flyers. Saved the Forkamp kill. There's Keeter. Pearson. Over to Forkamp again. Dug up by Ronnebaum. Evers. Rachel Keeter. Pearson. Heikamp. Back set. Kenny Mullenkamp. X time. Back to Keeter. Nice. Saved by Wendell. Bump set. Tegan Forkamp. Takes a little bit off. Dug up by Ashman. Hit across by Grace Moore. Wendell, here it is. Mullenkamp. Ooh, dig by Mary Local.
They blew it all on the block for the win.
I was thinking there's so many times that Akil's going to win this. I wouldn't have guessed they're going to win it on the Sage Lutho block.
Hey, it works any way you can get it.
The Fort McHenry Indians are going to get the win tonight over at the Hangar by a final score of 25-18 here in step four. When we come back, we'll give you the numbers. You're listening to Lake 100.3. Your sports leader, WTSM.
Do you want to see my new bundle of joy?
Oh, I'd love to.
Tom at Lamb's Insurance Agency helped me create my bundle.
He did what?
He checked over all my insurance policies and was able to bundle them for me. I was able to have this beautiful bundle and save money, too. If you're looking for a bundle of your own, call Lamb's Insurance and Maria Stein for maximum coverage. Lamb's Insurance, representing Ohio Mutual.
Be sure to stop and see Tom Lamb and his staff at Lamb's Insurance, Mundling Needs, and Maria Stein, representing Ohio Mutual.
Recent market volatility has left many wondering if they are still on track to meet their financial goals. Serving as a one-stop shop, the James Investment Team of Certified Financial Planners can help alleviate these uncertainties. In business since 1972, James Investment prepares an annual economic outlook report for the year ahead. For a free copy of this report or to schedule a free consultation, visit jamesinvestment.com or call 937-426-7640. James Investment, planning, investing. Testing advice.
Recovery Indians complete the sweep. JV and varsity.
Individual leaders for the Fort Recovery Indians to get their ninth win of the season. Deacon Forkamp with 20 kills on the night to go along with two aces. Also joining her in the attacking column, Mara Pearson with 9 kills, a block, and an ace. Sage Luthold with 3 kills and 2 blocks. Kenzie Garkey with 2 aces. Kayla Heikamp with 2 aces and a kill. Kennedy Mullenkamp with 6 kills and an ace, 8 kills for Paige Guggenbiller along with 3 blocks, and a kill and a block for Carly Niekamp. For the Marion Local Flyers individual leaders, Grace Muller, the sophomore, what another night she has had. She finished with 16 kills between 4 sets, averaging exactly 4 a set. Joining her up there is Chloe Ronnebaum with 9 kills and 2 aces, 6 kills for Rachel Keeter, a kill and a block for Natalie Evers. A block and 2 aces for Nora Eckstein. 4 kills and a block for Kate Ashman. And 5 kills and 3 blocks for Brooke Evers. Team stats. Both teams finished with 21 hitting errors apiece. But then for the Indians, they finished with 10 service errors. And the Marion Local Flyers finished with 9.
So the Marion Local Flyers, they're going to drop to 8-4 overall. 1-4 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. They play Monday, a makeup game, or not really a makeup game. They got to make up for the games they're losing this weekend. So they scheduled Middletown Christian this Monday. Tuesday, they play at St. Mary's. And then on Thursday next week, a week from tonight, they play Parkway off of Fort Kerry Indians. They improved to 9-2, 4-1 the MAC. They play Monday at home against Newton, and then they play Thursday against the Redskins. Again, Fort Recovery in four tonight over the Marion Local Flyers. For Alex, next to me, Lyle, back at station. My name is Rick Kramer. Have a great night. From your sports leader, WCSM.
For Sports First on air and online, we thank you for listening to this WCSM sports presentation.